Mark tells us that Jesus chose the 12 not only to preach, but to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. They had no power of their own to perform miracles. All power is mine, said Jesus. And then he adds, go ye. They went with delegated power. This power was their enablement. Faithful is he who calleth you, who will also do it. These who perform miracles in our Lord's name disclaimed any power of their own to heal and to cast out devils. Faith in the power that Jesus gave them was necessary to perform what was impossible from the human standpoint. Jesus goes on to say in John chapter 15 and verse 12, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you unto all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And then in chapter 16, Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. These words, which I read into your hearing, were spoken in the upper room, where he had gathered with his disciples to partake of the Passover feast. To Jesus, the Holy Spirit was no mere influence or force from God, but was a real person, as he himself was, only without a visible body, as Jesus had. All the elements of personality was his. The terms of personality of the Spirit were continuously employed by Jesus. Pronouns like he and him and himself are frequent throughout the Gospels. Count up the personal pronouns Jesus used of the Spirit in John, and you will be forced to conclude that our fellowship is not with something, but someone, not with a divine energy, but with a person of the Trinity, not with an it, but with a him. Furthermore, the qualities and operations of personality were contributed to the Holy Spirit by Jesus in his revelation of him. The Spirit can teach, can reveal, can communicate truth. The Spirit can lead, receive, glorify, speak, and assist. The Spirit can impart joy and gladness. That Jesus himself was anointed with the oil of gladness is evident from Luke's account of the feelings of Jesus when the 70 returned from their mission and reported what mighty things that had been accomplished. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Paul reminds us that the fruit of the Spirit is joy, and the Spirit was the source of our Lord's joy. Twice over, Jesus declared that his joy was fulfilled in his disciples because of his inner fountain of joy in the Spirit. Jesus was a gracious person, drawing all classes, even children, to him. Do we know what it is to joy in God by the Spirit which indwells us? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.